T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the big new additions to the Mets this year is their new closer, Edwin Diaz, who joins us now. Mike Francesa on WFAN. Welcome, first of all, to New York. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. Good. And you?
What did you think about the idea of coming to the town when you heard and you were coming to the Mets? What was your thought?
You know, I was happy because I came with Robbie, so, you know, family are a new team, so we are happy.
You know a lot about the Mets, anything? Or, you know, it's a different league. It's a long way from Seattle to New York. How about coming to New York and playing for the Mets?
You know, it would be fun this year, you know, playing Seattle last year and now came to New York, new team, you know, great team. I think we have a great team, so would be excited for me to play this year in New York.
How about learning a new league? Would that be a big issue or not that big an issue?
I don't think so. I just have to start seeing video from the hitter I will face, so before the season gets started, I will start looking forward the hitter I will face.
They don't know you. You don't know them. Who has the advantage, you or them?
I think me.
What's been the key for you so young to have so much success as a closer so fast? I mean, amazing year last year. Even the first year they used you as a closer. They've used you as a closer all 3 years. You jumped in there as a baby and you started closing games. What's been the key for your success so early in your career?
I think the key is consistency, you know, learn from my teammates, other teammates, veteran guys, learn how to prepare for the game. I think if you prepare a good for the game, you'll be fine. So I think that's the main thing for me.
What's your strength as a reliever? What's the biggest strength of for your success as a pitcher? What's the thing that you do the best?
I think attack the hitter. I go after them every time.
Was there any reliever growing up that you watched? I mean, you know, we had one in here for many years, Mariano Rivera, and he really threw one pitch, and mm-hmm. he just repeated it all the time and put it in the right spot every time. Great control and had incredible success, as you know. What's the key for you? Is attacking the hitter, control too, having that kind of command?
Yeah, throw a strike, man. If I throw a strike, I can do whatever I want, so I try
to. How many pitches do you throw?
Two.
Just two?
Yeah, fastball, slider.
Right. And so, if you're going to your big pitch, is it the fastball?
Depends with the hitter. So if I face a good hitter, so I have to think a little bit how we approach the hitter. But every time I go, I try to go with my fastball.
Can you put the slider wherever you want to? Do you have great control of the slider as well as the fastball?
Yeah, I got really good control on my slider. I can throw any count.
Confident to throw it any time?
Yeah.
Two strikes on anybody, just to still throw the slider?
Yeah, I have 100% confident on my pitches.
You know, it's very rare to see a guy come in and have the kind of success he has as a closer. You know, usually you start as a starter, become a closer, start as a setup man. You came into the major leagues and started closing right away. I mean, so you've known the closer role your whole career. So in your 3 brief years, you never had to establish anything else. I mean, that's very unusual. So were you closing full-time in the minors when you were in the minors?
No, and when I was in the minors, I was a starter.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was a starter until 3 weeks when they called me up.
Right before you came up, you had been a starter the whole time?
Yeah, whole time.
Oh, so you thought your career was as a starting
player? Yeah.
When they first told you were going to be a closer, what'd you say?
No, they told me you will be in the bullpen right now. So they told me you can be in the big league soon, so I take a positive and start working as a reliever.
And you go in, and you probably got a couple of times you went in and you didn't close, right, the first couple of times?
Yeah,
When you first closed, what was your experience?
Was fun. My first closing game was in the big league.
Right.
August 1st, I think, against Boston. So before that, I was coming in the game to set up man, and was fun. Was for my first reliever appearance in Double A. Was really fun for me.
And you've had so much success so fast. It's unbelievable. I mean, you've been remarkable. You know, closers a lot of times are up and down. They're not consistent. You've been amazingly consistent since you took the job.
You know, like I tell you, the consistency, my teammates helped me a lot. You know, I learned a lot from my teammates, all the teammates, veteran guys in Seattle.
Any one pitcher help you the most? Was there any veteran pitcher, anybody who helped you?
Yeah. Joaquin Benoit.
Oh, really? Okay.
Helped me a lot. Juan Nicasio, now he was the Phillies.
Okay, sure.
Helped me a lot, too. You know, two guys who helped me a lot, and I think the success is for them.
When you were were thinking about being a starting pitcher when you were in the minor leagues, and obviously you're going to throw more pitches. What did you throw? How many pitches did you throw when you were a starting pitcher?
Three, fastball, slider, changeup.
And you threw the changeup?
Yeah, changeup.
Do you ever want to throw the changeup as a closer, or you don't think about it?
No, because my changeup wasn't good, so okay. I just have it to throw a couple of times. So
and the success you're having, why fool around, right?
Yeah, it was more fastball, slider as a starter too.
You know, they always talk about, and Mariano was always great. I use him because he was the best. So, you know, and we watched him all the time. The time somebody got to him, and there were, you know, like always, you guys are human. Nothing bothered him. The next day, right, could give up a game-winning homer. Next day, right back out. Are you that way? Does it bother you a little bit, or can you erase it right away?
Yeah, one thing I learned: you have to flush.
Yeah.
That day, if you're doing
something
good,
if you're gonna be a good closer, you have to.
Yeah, if you do something good, you have to flush. If you do something bad, you have to flush. And the next day is a new day. You have to come to the field and try to win.
Yeah, and not too many guys can do that. That's a hard thing to learn.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to learn, Rob. My teammate in Seattle was punching me in the face with that.
So, you know, it's remarkable to have you have, you know, you're a baby. You're 25 years old, right? You just turned 25. You're 24 or 25?
No, 25. 24.
You're going to be 25.
Yeah, in March 22.
What's your birthday? March what?
22.
22. Yeah. March 20th. So, okay, I'm a couple of years older, but you're 20th. So you're going to be 25 years old and all the success already. You're now coming to New York. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm 100% excited.
Everybody excited. You got Familia setting up for you. You're here, big town, you know, the city. You know, we love baseball in New York. It's, you know, you got two towns. And wait, you'll have fun when they have the Yankee games. You've pitched against the Yankees, so you know that, right?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's fun pitching in the Yankee Stadium.
And when it's Yankees-Mets, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's what I heard.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. Every seat sold. It's yelling, screaming. It's a lot.
We'll be fun, yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. So, you know, you don't let anything bother you. You've had incredible success last year, a remarkable season. I mean, you must be very proud of what you accomplished last year.
Yeah, I was really proud. I didn't know I had that great season after the season done. When I started seeing my number, I said, wow, what a great season.
Oh, remarkable. It really was. I mean, you didn't have a down period at all last year. You were just unbelievable from start to finish.
Yeah, man. Was ready.
Have you had any issues at all physically, or you've been healthy?
No, I've been healthy. Thanks God.
Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are ready to go.
Listen, yeah, everyone's very excited about having you here. What do you know about New York? Have you been up to New York a lot yet or not yet?
No, not too much. Last year I came with my family to winter.
Did you like when you visited the city to play the Yankees? Did you like? Now you're staying in a hotel, but did you like when you came to the city?
Yeah, because I bring all my family. So my family's from Puerto Rico, so I can bring it all to New York, and it's more easy for us, and I can see them more time. So. It's good.
And
now,
what has Cano told you? Cano knows the city very well. So what has he told you?
No, he told me a good thing about the city. So he told me if you do everything good, you will be fine.
Well, listen, everybody's very excited to have you here. So good luck this year, okay?
Thank you.
And happy birthday in advance because it's this month. So
thank you too.
Thank you. Edwin Diaz, thanks very much. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.